Welcome to the Love and Light Live podcast, empowering crystal lovers and spiritual entrepreneurs to learn and experience the art of crystal healing. Get ready to listen in and join our crystal movement. Hello, and thank you so much for joining me for the Love and Light Live podcast, brought to you by loveandlightschool.com. I'm your host, Ashley Levy, and this podcast is the number one place for all things crystals, where crystal lovers and spiritual entrepreneurs can learn and experience the art of crystal healing. In today's show, we're going to explore the healing qualities and meanings of smoky quartz. Now, smoky quartz, I think, is a stone that, again, often gets overlooked because it's a member of the quartz family, which is the most abundant mineral in the Earth's crust. And smoky quartz in particular, because of its earthy brown color, often takes a back seat to more vibrant crystals like amethyst and citrine. But smoky quartz is so beneficial for healing work, and in fact, it's one that I think should play a major role in everyone's crystal healing toolkit. So let's dive in a little bit into some of the qualities of smoky quartz crystals and why I think this is such an important stone to work with. Now, if you listened to the podcast before, you know that for our healing properties segments, I always like to give a little message from the crystal. And this is just kind of something that intuitively comes through for me when I'm working with the stone. And I like to kind of pass it on because it's like the core message from this stone. Now, here's the message from Smoky Quartz. Connect to the energy of the earth and bathe yourself in the grounding, protective energy it has to share with you. So this really sums up kind of the vibrational frequency of smoky quartz crystals, which are great for promoting grounding. They also enhance protection from negative energy. They're particularly shielding. So they have this way of kind of cloaking your energy field with this impermeable boundary of energy. And I love these for people who are empathic, who are really sensitive to outside energies, or who may be in a difficult situation or around difficult people. Smoky quartz is just an excellent, excellent protection stone this way. Now, it also increases your energy during meditation, and this might seem a little counterproductive because smoky quartz connects with the root chakra, the first chakra. But what's really interesting about this stone is its strong connection to meditation and psychic work. But it does this in a way that's a little bit different than some of the higher vibrational or higher frequency stones. Now, something like amethyst, we think of as a crown chakra stone being good for meditation and intuition. But what smoky quartz does that's really interesting, that's very different than how a crystal like amethyst works, is that it does connect you to the earth. It does keep you grounded. And you can't do lots of really high level spiritual work or intuitive work without a good, solid, grounded connection. You need to be grounded, you need to be centered. So smoky quartz allows that while still giving you the space and the energetic freedom to explore those higher dimensions. So this is something that's really just a lovely crystal companion for meditation and intuition because of this. Now, it also encourages environmental consciousness. So it encourages you to care for the earth. It encourages attitudes of stewardship and environmental concern. It's also an excellent stone for stress relief. So if you find that you're in a period of acute stress where you're just having a lot of stress, or if you're someone who just really tends to take a lot on, then smoky quartz is a good stone for helping you learn to manage this. So it isn't like it just zaps all the stress out of your life, but it helps you manage your stress in a healthier way. It also promotes a lot of peace and calming, and a lot of this is because of that connection to earth energy and grounding. It just helps you be more in tune with the present moment, which is in and of itself very, very calming. It also is an excellent stone for blocking EMFs or electromagnetic frequencies. So if you're really sensitive to your electronic devices, cell phones, TVs, computers, all of the modern gadgets that we have around now, try using some smoky quartz anytime you have to be working with one of those devices for a long period of time. Now, it also aids in detoxing the physical body, and this is an energetic detox. So many of us, you know, we tend to want to grab crystals that are going to help us physically without really thinking through that there are root energetic causes behind all of the physical symptoms that we face. And crystals can work on a kind of a holistic level to create more balance energetically in our body, mind, and spirit. That's really where they excel. So if you're finding that you are in need of a detox, of course, do all the physical things that you would do for that. See your doctor, try a cleanse, whatever it is you need to do. But for the energetic support that you need during that time, smoky quartz is an excellent stone to use. Now, it's also a stone to help you overcome your fears. So if you have something that's really holding you back, if you have a block that's caused by fear, now this could be, you know, an irrational fear, this could be a logical fear based on previous experiences, or this could be a fear based on past life experiences. Smoky quartz gives you the courage to face those fears head on in a way that's really healthy and helps you overcome them. It also enhances passion, again, because of this connection to the earth element. So this can be passion in your romantic relationship, passion for your hobbies, passion for your spiritual pursuits. It's just about enhancing whatever it is that you're passionate about. It can also help dispel bad dreams. So this is a great crystal if you have bad dreams frequently, if you have any kind of night terrors, if your little ones have bad dreams, popping a smoky quartz in your pillowcase or setting one on your bedside table can be really helpful. Now remember to cleanse it often, because oftentimes bad dreams are an accumulation of things like stress, which we know smoky quartz helps you deal with in a more positive manner, but it can also just be excessive energy or psychic debris kind of cluttering up your energy field. And so the smoky quartz helps remove this from your field by taking it on. So you want to make sure to cleanse that crystal thoroughly and regularly, at least once per week. Now, because of that connection to intuition, smoky quartz really can help enhance accuracy in scrying divination. Now, scrying is a form of gazing into some sort of surface to interpret different symbols or messages that may come from it. Now, smoky quartz promotes an accuracy in your intuitive insights and helps you pull through information psychically. And because of that connection to the earth element and earth energies and helping to keep you more grounded, it helps you interpret those symbolisms that you come across or the different things that you experience during your scrying or during psychic reading or any other form of divination that you may practice to help you really interpret things more accurately. Because when you're connected again to earth energy, to the physical, to the here and now, of course you're going to be able to take these really abstract concepts and symbols and explain them in a way that makes sense with your current situation or with the situation of the person that you're working with. Now, it also stimulates concentration, which is really helpful for all of us, really. So if you find yourself being particularly distracted at one time or another, or if you're just working on a task that really requires a lot of focus, smoky quartz is very helpful. It also promotes successful communication. So if you have to have a difficult conversation, smoky quartz is an excellent crystal companion. Now, because of this connection to, again, earth energy and the earth element, it helps you still the mind, which is great for successful meditation. So if you find that you are often distracted during your meditations, like most of us are, try using a smoky quartz to help keep you grounded and centered on the present moment. Now, I have found through working with many, many students and clients over the years that quite a few people have reported smoky quartz being immensely helpful for energetic support of people undergoing chemotherapy. Now, there is some speculation that the reason that this is so successful for this purpose is that smoky quartz itself has gone through the process of irradiation. So it's naturally radiated quartz crystals from the earth. Now, the type of radiation that happens to these quartz crystals when they're in the earth causes them to turn this dark smoky color. And sometimes you'll see artificially irradiated smoky quartz. And this, I personally don't use the artificially irradiated stuff. It can be a little difficult to tell them apart. A lot of people ask, well, how on earth do I tell? Now, here's kind of a rule of thumb. If the base of the crystal is kind of white and milky and cloudy, and going toward the termination or the tip of the crystal, it becomes a dark smoky color, you are almost sure to bet that that crystal has been artificially irradiated. Now, sometimes you can see through these crystals. Sometimes they're almost so dark that they're like an opaque black. Now, there are some naturally very, very dark smoky quartz crystals, so it's not 100% guarantee that it has been artificially irradiated just because it's kind of an opaque dark black color. There is some naturally dark smoky quartz known as Morian quartz, but it's very expensive and pretty uncommon. So most of the commercially available pieces that you see that have this milky, cloudy white base and darker terminations or tips is artificially irradiated quartz crystals that are typically made in Arkansas. So I don't personally recommend working with this stuff. I prefer the natural crystals, but you know, do a little experiment for yourself. See if you have one of these artificial smoky quartz in your toolkit, try kind of sitting with the energy of that, feeling it, really paying attention to how you feel in your physical body, how you feel emotionally, and then hold a natural smoky quartz, which is usually kind of a light to medium smoky brown color. It's usually more or less the same color the whole way through the body of the crystal. And see if you can tell an energetic difference between the two. If you're really sensitive to energy, I bet you can, but give it a try and decide for yourself. Now, smoky quartz is also excellent for manifesting, again, because of this connection to earth energy in the root chakra, and because of its ability to help you focus, it helps you manage really detailed projects. Now, it can also help relieve physical pain. One of my amazing crystal teachers, Dale Walker, the founder of the Crystal Awareness Institute, taught me some really interesting techniques and methods for using smoky quartz for pain relief. And I find that even just sitting while holding a smoky quartz in your hands can be so beneficial for helping to relieve pain in the physical body. Whether it's just some muscle tension and fatigue or a headache, anything like that, smoky quartz can really help relieve that physical pain. It also helps with problems associated with the lower half of the physical body, so issues found in the legs, hips, knees, ankles, feet, but also in the reproductive system. Now, smoky quartz is related to the zodiac signs of Capricorn, Scorpio, Taurus, and Virgo, and it's strongly connected with the earth element. Its companion flower is bloodroot, and its companion essential oil is cardamom. Now, it also has a companion stone, and I really love using smoky quartz alongside mookite jasper. I find this combo just to be really delightful in terms of the play of energy between the two crystals. Now, the best smoky quartz is usually from Brazil, Australia, and Colorado in the United States, but of course it's found in many, many other places throughout the world. My staff at Mimosa Books and Gifts, my new age shop, had a few extra things to add. So because it's a stone for grounding higher energies, it is an excellent helper if you're working with dream healing, astral travel, and shamanic journeying. And in fact, one of my favorite crystals to use with shamanic journeying practices is alestial smoky quartz, so a very special formation of smoky quartz. So give it a try. Now, smoky quartz is one of the traditional birthstones for Scorpio, even though it's not related to Scorpio's element. So this is kind of an interesting thing. If you're not familiar with the difference between birthstones and zodiac stones, definitely check out my blog post about that, because I kind of reveal the truth about the origin of birthstones and why they're not always quite so accurate when they're related to the months of the year versus your actual zodiac sign. But if you're looking at the zodiac sign itself, then smoky quartz is an excellent stone for Scorpios. Now, one last thing the staff at Mimosa had to share is that smoky quartz can help filter out negativity, and especially when you pick a piece of smoky quartz that really speaks with you personally and you work with it on a regular basis, you start to develop a relationship with it that is really essential to using crystals for protection. So when you have that personal relationship with your stone, you'll find that they just work so much better. So I hope you found a lot of value in today's show. If you want more information about anything I discussed in this episode, you can learn more over on the website at loveandlightschool.com/blog to read the full article. And if you did enjoy the show today, the biggest compliment you can give me is to leave me a quick rating and review over at loveandlightschool.com/iTunes. And while you're there, you can subscribe through that link as well, so you never miss a future episode. And I have to tell you guys, I love going through and reading these reviews and checking out the ratings that you've left. So I want to give a big shout out to Amanda S. for her recent review, where she says, "Simple and informative. Thanks, Ashley. This was just the type of message I needed today. I'm now thinking of adding a selenite tower to my dining table centerpiece to help with some negative folks who visit us often. I also love the tip about pink halite. Thanks so much." Well, Amanda, you are so welcome, and thank you so much for tuning in and listening. That brings us to the end of this episode of the Love and Light Live podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Levy, and I'll be back with you in our next episode. Until then, crystal blessings. The Love and Light Live podcast is a production of the Love and Light School of Crystal Therapy. Visit us online at loveandlightschool.com.